I'm Carol Hills with The World. We have a balloon story now, and it's not the one you're thinking of. We'll get to that one later in the show. This one's about a South Korean sculptor who makes visually stunning works out of latex, but the artist himself can't appreciate them firsthand because he can barely see them. Jason Strother has that story from just outside of Seoul.
Go Hong-suk and his wife No Yumi greet me at the door of their 13th floor apartment. With a large work table at its center, this loft isn't just their home, it's also Hong-suk's art studio. This sculptor doesn't work with clay.
A blue balloon is springing up.
Hong-suk creates balloon sculptures. I know what you're thinking, dogs and pirate swords, but that's not what the 45-year-old makes. He creates detailed installations composed of thousands of colored balloons. One sculpture was of a 9-meter-long dragon wrapped around a unicorn. Another looked like a 3-meter-high flower, but it was a depiction of the inner vortex of a typhoon. Hong-suk tells me that if it weren't for balloons, he doesn't know where he'd be now.
Balloons gave me my life back, and through them, I create art.
When Hong-suk was a teenager, he was diagnosed with Behçet's syndrome, a disorder that inflames blood vessels. The disease attacked his eyes, and he gradually lost his vision. He's now legally blind.
Even though I'm facing you, Jason, I can't really see your face. I can't see your shape or size. I just see your basic outline. I've lost about 90% of my vision.
Take me back to this time in high school when you were losing your vision. How did you feel as your vision was fading away?
I was embarrassed. I couldn't read books anymore. But it also hurt because of the inflammation. It was a period where I locked myself away from the world.
Hong-suk says he knew he couldn't stay locked away forever, so he forced himself out of his house and tried learning new things.
Learning new things was part of the process of getting my life back together. I saw an ad that a cultural center was holding a class on balloon art. I registered and liked it, so I took other professional courses and started training as a balloon artist. I enjoyed translating the images in my imagination into real shapes.
Oh, hey. Hey.
He's made me a very delightful heart-shaped balloon with lots of little bubbles.
At first, Hong-suk made party favors like this. He recreated Disney cartoons and fairy tale characters, drawing from his memory of what they looked like. But his sculptures grew bigger and bigger, as did his fame. He started making more and more abstract pieces of art, and last year he held his first solo exhibition in the U.S. Hong-suk says in some ways, his vision makes him a better artist.
I depend on my sense of touch, not vision. I think in creating balloon art, a person who can't see can achieve as much as a fully sighted person. People who could see are influenced by other artists' work. In some way, my visual limitation enhances my originality.
In his home studio, Hong-suk knows where all of his materials are. He keeps his red, green, and blue balloons separated in their own drawers. But because of their size and the short lifespan of balloons, all of Hong-suk's sculptures are made on location and just days ahead of the exhibition date. He also works with several team members on any given project and has to communicate with them how he imagines the artwork should look. For that, he says, he needs some help.
When you want your team to understand your idea, you have to show them a drawing of it. But for me, that's not possible. So that's where my wife comes in. I explain to her my idea and she draws it. Then she explains what she's created and we go back and forth until we work out a final sketch together.
I turn to his wife, Yumi, who's been sitting close by during our chat.
since you are a part of his artistic process, I'd like to get some of your thoughts, too. Here, he's fine. He knows where everything is. But tell me about some of the things when you are on location that you specifically help him with.
일단 저기 그 현장 작업에 들어가기 전에요 재료 리스트를 얘기를 해주면 제가 리스트를 작성을 합니다. 그래서 리스트를 작성을 해낸 상태에서
So the first work she does for him is making the list of the materials. When the workspace is bright, he can distinguish the color of the balloons somehow. But when it's dark, he needs her help. When he wants to check the overall shape and the overall process of it, she explains to him. And then checking with the overall execution and check and correcting together.
But that partnership almost didn't happen, as Hong Seok explains.
결혼 단계에서는 많이 반대를 하셨거든요. 그게 이제 저희가 장애를 갖고 있다는 부분이었는데
When I wanted to marry Yumi, her parents were very against the marriage. I understand where they were coming from. Maybe if I were a parent, I would feel the same way. They didn't want me to burden her for the rest of her life. I think people generally feel sympathy for people with disabilities, but when the disability directly affects them, then they have a hard time accepting the situation.
How did you guys end up convincing your parents-in-laws to let the marriage go ahead?
설득은 어렵다고 생각해서 밀어붙였고요. 그다음에 살아가는 과정에 대해서
We thought it would be difficult to convince them, so we just eloped. We figured that after they get to know me, they'd accept it.
과정 안에서
Hong Seok says now he and his in-laws get along just fine. And like how he exceeded their expectations, he also exceeded mine. Here's the thing. I'm also legally blind, though Hong Seok and I have different conditions. I've never had much interest in art. I've always felt that it's inaccessible to people like me. But Hong Seok challenged this notion.
As someone who is also legally blind, I've always felt that art is something that can only be appreciated by people who have normal vision. Do you think I've been mistaken my whole life?
아까 말한 대로 이제 제이슨이 생각한 것처럼 눈이 안 보이는데 이게
Without balloons, I would have thought the same way as you, Jason. Visual art is for visual people. But through balloons, it's not about what you can see. It's more about just seeing images. For me, this was a way to overcome my limitations. I know people think that it's impossible for a non-visual person to appreciate visual art, but I found a way to do it with balloons. Seeing is not the only way to appreciate art.
That's great, man. I'm being sincere when I say that you have opened up my mind to something that I had never considered before.
I'm glad.
For the world, Jason Strother, Songnam, South Korea.
Those balloon sculptures really are astonishing. We have photos over at PRI.org.